Welcome to the Beauty Files. I am Juanita. I am so glad you can join us today. Happy pre-Valentine's Day. I'm so excited because I love Valentine's Day. I like it. I love it. I love everything about it. I love the fact that you get, well, let me segue with, you're supposed to get stuff, you know, from your guy, your boo, your significant other, your partner, whatever you're calling it. Or you're doing it, you know, yourself. I'm a big fan of Valentine's Day. I'm a hopeless romantic. I go out of my way to do things. I can't help it, you know. Even if I'm not in a relationship, I do it. I give my girlfriends cards and candy, and you know, my mom. I bring her flowers or whatever. But I just love the holiday. And well, is it a holiday? Yeah, I guess it is. It's one of the biggest, most expensive holidays because there's a lot of money being spent on this Valentine's Day. And speaking of Valentine's Day, have you all saw or seen or going to see the, is it 48 Shades of Grey, 50? Wait, it's either 40 or 50. If it's 50, I'm missing two shades. But if it's 48, no, it's 50. 50 Shades of Grey. That's starting tonight. That's coming on tonight. And that's supposed to be a real sexy movie about all kinds of naughty things. And they're already getting protests about it. So happy Valentine's Day, 50 Shades of Grey. We have a wonderful lineup of guests today. We're going to be joined by Michael Brooch, and if I'm pronouncing it wrong, he's going to come on and tell me how to pronounce it. He is with the Willow app, and that it's a wonderful, wonderful new dating app. And I'm going to let you hear exactly why it's so great. And there's a secret to this app that's not like any other. And you know, we're such a social media emphasized society that you're going to be really surprised when you hear about this dating app. And I say that because there's a missing art that Michael's app brings to the table. So we're going to be joined by Michael in a few minutes. And later in the show, we're going to be joined by Kimberly Hart. She is the author of Get Love, How to Transform Your Love Life. And she says your love life cannot change until you do. So all you crazy people out there who act like, you know, you can't live without this guy or this girl and you're doing some crazy, scandalous stuff, I'm just saying, you know, Kimberly's going to share her personal story. This is a personal a story that a book that she wrote. So she's going to give us that information and tell us all about her new book. And for two decades, Stephen has been one of the leading experts in the subject of honesty and communication. And he is one of my favorite guests because he breaks it down. He, you know, no holds barred, tells you what you need to be saying, how you need to be saying it, communication, which is so important in a relationship, and love. So we're going to be joined by Stephen later in the show. And I invite you to be a part of the conversation. Give us a call, 1-888-627-6008. This is The Beauty Files with Juanita. Without further ado, Michael, welcome to The Beauty Files.
Hey, Juanita, how are you?
I'm doing great. You know, I love everything about your site, your app, and I tell you why. And I'm going to let you explain to our audience exactly what is the best part of this app. And one of the things that, you know, I like is that it focuses on personality. So why don't you tell us about the Willow app?
So the Willow app is a platform I developed that focuses.
I'm sorry?
String open and honest.
Okay, can you hear me? Start over because we hear you now. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, no, the Willow is basically just a platform that's focused on fostering open and honest communication in interpersonal relationships.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say whether you're looking for a romantic partner, whether it's you're looking for a new friend, it's just building connections through conversation, which is something that I think gets lost in the digital age.
Yeah, because I'm looking here. It says, you know, you focus more on personality and not pictures. And a lot of these apps and a lot of these dating sites that say they're going to find you a date, that is the first thing that people are looking for is what you look like. You know, oh, you messed up your picture. Or you went to Glamour Shot and got a better picture so you can look good on your profile page. But you turn that all around because you're basically saying, look, we need to know how you are as far as communication.
Oh, yeah, no, for sure. And I think that, I mean, it's when you talk to someone in real life, you're getting to look at them, but you also get a sense of their personality at the same time. Whereas on the Internet, if you're just seeing a picture of someone and that's really what you're judging them based off, you're not really going to get much into their personality. It's hard.
So who asks the questions? Do you? Is it like, you know, eHarmony where there's like a billion questions and you're like, you know, I don't want to answer this question. Oh, what is the answer to that? I don't know. I don't have an answer to that. I mean, who provides the questions? Are you, them, we, he, she?
People just come up with their own questions to figure out, you know, what they want to talk about. And you can tag your questions with essentially like hashtags or category tags. And so if you want to talk about something related to love and romance, you tag it with love and romance, and then it'll just show you a feed of questions having to do with love and romance, well, a feed of questions and profiles accompanying them. And so then you can really decide, like, who you want to talk to, but also, you know, what you want to talk about. How do you start the conversation?
And when does the big reveal come as far as, you know, what you
want? Whenever you want. I mean, it can happen as soon as you start the conversation with someone else, or it can happen after, you know, days of sending messages back and forth. I mean, that's the thing. It's all in the hands of the user.
Do you, was this like a personal thing for you? Is this something because you got tired of, you know, the dating sites that just show, you know, what everyone looks like and no one knows, you know, what anyone likes or dislikes? I mean, I love this idea because you can go on a date, you know, once you start communicating, and the person kind of got a feel of what you like, what you don't like, not just what you look like. Now, you know, everyone knows that I love live radio. I love everything live because it just, things happen and you just come back from it. So we're coming back with Michael. We had a little technical issue with the audio version of this. So I don't remember what you were saying when we took the break.
I think we were talking about the inspiration for creating the app and
exactly.
Whether it came from other dating apps.
Right.
So I was just talking about how using websites that weren't dating apps, like something like a Yahoo Answers, you notice how conversational people become when they're asked a question and how open and honest the communication is. Whereas on dating sites, it can be really, really awkward to approach someone else and start a conversation. So I wanted to see if I could take a format of like a Yahoo Answers or a Quora and kind of apply it to interpersonal relationships to make just starting that conversation more stress-free for everyone.
Yeah, I love that idea because and you made a good point, the stress factor, because dating in itself is stressful. I mean, and a lot of people, you know, some people just say, oh, I'll just go to the bar, get a drink, see somebody I like, boom, boom, bam, bam. But for women, I mean, and some women, I'm not going to say all, but some women, especially when you get a little older, you want to engage someone in a conversation, and you want to have that part of the dating process. You want that communication. It's like the lost art of writing letters. I mean, we don't even write letters anymore.
Yeah, I agree, and I think that I think a lot of young people would like that too. It's just not in the digital world. It's just not really offered to them as much.
Right. I totally agree. I think anything you introduce to a younger person, they would probably say, "Oh, yeah, I like this. You know, this is a great idea." I mean, I'm surprised that the postal system is still in business because no one writes a letter. I mean, no one writes a letter. No, you know, send me a love letter. Send me a love poem. You know, that's a great Valentine's Day.
That's a good
gift.
Valentine's Day gift right there.
Exactly. It's to write a beautiful poem on a piece of paper using pencil and paper. Ooh, what's that? That's some. boys and girls, that's what has ink in it, and you put it on a piece of paper. No one does that anymore. It drives me crazy when I sit back and I'm writing notes to myself, and I grab a pen and paper, and people just kind of look at me. I have, like, pieces of paper when I get an idea, and I'll write a note on it, because that's just how I am. I love the lost art of pen and paper. I love it.
I agree. That's a cool perspective. I haven't heard anyone talk about a pen and paper love letter in a while, so that's awesome.
Yeah, you know, when you open it up and it smells, you know, your guy, you send it to a guy and it smells, it has this wonderful scent, you go, that must be from Juanita, because she's... You're listening to The Beauty Files with Juanita. We're talking with Michael with the Willow app. How can people get this app? Is it available on Android yet?
It's not available on Android yet. That's going to come soon, but it's available on iOS right now. Just go to the App Store and type in Willow. It'll be the first thing that comes up.
Yeah, because, you know, I'm looking at your site now, because I do that as I'm on the air, and I love what you wrote. The philosophy is simple. We believe the best way to get to know someone is to know someone and find out whether or not you like them is by talking to them.
Yeah.
I
stand behind that.
Imagine that. Instead of sending sexting or tech, pictures of yourself, you know, new. That's not how you get to know me or you.
Right.
I don't want to know that yet.
I would agree.
If any, is that how you? You know, I'm gonna get personal with you, Michael. Is that how you? Are you married? You dating?
Well, I'm dating, but I'm 24. I'm not married yet.
Oh my God. Okay. Why am I saying young people? Really? You know, now I feel like I was at the Last Supper. Okay. So you're only 24. Of course you did. Well, wait a minute. You're only 24, and you think that we need to communicate more? Are you serious?
Yeah, why not?
I love it. I love it. You're 24. Because I thought, you know, that's my fault. I should have, you know, had my producer find out how old you were. But you're only 24. So when you told your friends about this app, what was the response? What was the reception? What did they think?
I mean, I think at first when it was, like, very conceptual, I don't know if they entirely got it, but once they used it, they realized it was just really fun to use. I mean, that's the key to building a good app, is it needs to be useful, but it also has to be fun to use. And so I think once people get it in their hands and they use it, they understand the value it provides.
Yeah, what makes it fun?
Some of it is, to me, is just like the sporadicness of it. Like, you never know really like what you're going to be talking about or necessarily who you're going to be talking to. So if you go in with an open mind and think, I'm going to, you know, just be conversational and see who I talk to and see who I meet, and, you know, you can, a lot of really good things can happen. Like, I've talked to people really close to me and met people really close to me through it, but I've also talked to people halfway across the world about, like, very random things that otherwise I would never have gotten the chance to talk about. So I think it's really cool in that way.
And so you just go, you get the app, you go on, you how do you start the conversation?
So you create your questions that you want to float out there, and you set your settings. You want to talk to guys, girls, or both, and then you set your search distance. So if you want to talk to only people that are 30 miles away, you can do that, or within 30 miles. Or if you want to talk to people that are anywhere in the world, then the algorithm will just randomize the results you get. And so then you go to the homepage and you answer, you know, you look at people's profiles and you look at their questions and you decide what questions you want to answer. So if you submitted an answer to one of my questions, I'd see that answer and be like, oh, Juanita sent me a cool answer. I like her profile. Let's just talk a little bit. And I might send a response, and then you just end up going back and forth.
Okay. And then I guess at some point do you send a picture at some point, or do you just wait?
Well, there's just a little button at the top of the conversation that says reveal photos. So if both of you click it, then it just reveals the photos. It's like very, very easy to do.
I just had a thought. You click the button and then you go, ah, okay. Let's go back to talking. No. You're a good conversationalist. No, I... Michael, I think this is one of the best apps out there. I cannot believe that you're so young and you're so wise. I love this.
And I'm so
happy that we're able to communicate or have a conversation before, you know, you actually just have to, you know, you click on someone. I mean, and I'll give a personal, you know, my crying game. I went dating online or whatever, and I will be honest, the first thing I'm looking at is what they look like. Now, that's bad because, you know, I did that once, and I went out, and it was just horrendous. I mean, he was so good looking, but he had nothing. He had the personality of a gnat. I couldn't get nothing out of him. So, you know, I wish I had known before. But I was just like, oh my God, he's so good looking. And then when you got to the meet, we had nothing to talk about. Absolutely nothing.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, it's not like, you know, I'm not saying that looks don't matter at all, right? Like, we're all human beings. We're all physical creatures. We're going to be mm-hmm. attracted to other people. But I think that personality is more important than looks. So we need social media apps out there that reflect this.
Michael, you are fantastic with the Willow app. How can we get more information about the Willow app? Just go on the App Store?
Go to www.thewillowapp.com or just download the app and try it for yourself.
I will do that. Well, I don't have to now. I have a boo, but a boyfriend. But, yeah, I don't mess up, Thomas. No, let me stop. Michael, thank you so much for being on the show. Coming up next, we're going to be joined by Kimberly Hart with Get Love. She's going to give us some information on her wonderful new book, and she's got a lot of stuff to tell us, too, in this pre-Valentine's Day radio show. Stick with us on the other side. You're listening to The Beauty Files with Juanita. Give us 30 seconds. We'll be right back. Welcome back to The Beauty Files with Juanita. I am Juanita. Give us a call, 1-888-627-6008 with your questions. That was Michael Bruch with the Willow app, and you can get that information at thewillowapp.com, or if you have Apple, iPhone, yeah. You can go to the App Store and just put the app on your phone and start searching for your new boo. I am so pleased and have the pleasure of having Kimberly Hart on our show. She has written a book. It's called Get Love, How to Transform Your Love Life. Hmm. And this is a very personal book for Kimberly. Welcome to The Beauty Files, Kimberly.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be here.
This, you know, I started reading, you know, stuff for the show, and I love it. I love everything about it. I love your approach to how to get love and how to transfer your love life. But my question to you is, what makes this book any different or different from any other relationship book?
Oh, great question. I think there are several things that are different. The first one is the first half of the book is love letters, and you get to watch a romantic relationship, a healthy one, in progress from the time we said hello to the time we won't tell you what happens because that's a mystery.
Wow.
But you get to actually hold on to the love letters, and between the love letters what I do is I have some commentary so that you can compare it to your life, to perhaps mistakes you have made, And there's nothing covered up here. I don't make myself look good. When I make mistakes, I say so. When we do, when Adam and I do something brilliant together, I say that. That alone is different. And the second half of the book, which is extraordinarily different, and that is our willingness and our ability to handcraft our life. Rather than just saying, you know, you need to change your belief, which every self-help book does, which every business book does. They say, now you need to change your belief, but they don't tell you how. Not only do I tell you how, I walk you through it.
Yeah, and that was one of the things that I would love you to do for us, because, you know, you have the approaches on issues of love, relationships, and change, but you do it in a revolutionary way.
I think it's revolutionary because we've not known how to access and reprogram our subconscious mind for a long time, relatively speaking, maybe about 30 years. And the vast majority of people in the helping profession still don't really understand. And so what I do is I break that down. I've been teaching this process now for about 30 years, so it doesn't originate with me. And what it essentially says is, hey, let's you and I sit down at the kitchen table and let's find out what you want to change. First step, what do you want to change? Second step, why in the world have you been resistant? Have you clung to it for so long? It's not because you're dumb. It's not because there's something wrong with you. It's because you thought it would protect you. Third step, forgive yourself and actually walk through the process of forgiveness. And the fourth step, let's access your subconscious mind where all your beliefs are stored. Let's take out the one that's not working and let's put in one that will work. That's the Reader's Digest version, but we literally walk you through it.
And you know what the funny thing, not funny, ha-ha, but the funny thing about that is that a lot of people will not realize that they need to change that.
No, in fact, I would suggest most people don't know they need to change it. We repackage ourselves. We get new makeup. We get new hair.
Right.
We lose weight. We gain weight.
We
try to go to dating classes and learn what to say, how to allure a woman, how to talk right to a man. We do all of that. But we don't do the thing that is the most important, and that is to find out what we programmed in our subconscious mind, whose job, it only has two jobs. The job we care about is to make sure all our beliefs are honored. So that means if you and I go to the next hot party, Juanita, and we're invited and I get to go because I'm taking along with you, and there's 100 guys in the room, and if I have a belief that love hurts, I will only be attracted to the 2 that will hurt me. The 98 that would adore me and consider me to be just something very special, I won't be attracted to them at all because my subconscious mind has radars for the one that honors my belief. And my belief in the old days was love hurts, so it always did.
Oh, my gosh. You know, that is so true. And I just had a conversation like this with a girlfriend. And, you know, she just kept saying she was meeting the wrong guy. And I said, could it be that you're putting that out and you don't even realize that you're putting that vibe out, but you really are? I said, because I'm seeing it now. I don't want to date you. I mean, if I was into girls. But it's like, you know, I'm like, I don't even want to date you because, you know, you're putting that vibe out. But a lot of women, well, men and women, but I'm speaking of women, we don't realize that that is the vibe that we're putting out subconsciously, and it's attracting exactly what we don't want.
Exactly. So what we do is we talk to our best friends, and we decide who we're going to look for this time. And we map it out. We even make a list of all the qualities we want this guy to have.
Oh,
and lo and behold, we find the guy, and then he changes right in front of our eyes to be the same type of guy that hurts us every time. And there is nothing you can do about that till you rewire your internal process. And here's the scary thing. Oh, this is really scary. Most of us laid down what we think about men, what we think about love, what we think about women before we were 7 years old. So our 7-year-old is running our love lives.
What?
Yep.
I'm trying to think what I was doing at 7. I can't. Yeah. That's fascinating.
Isn't it? And isn't it? Yeah, finally, a celebration that we can do something about that, because we tried therapy, we tried self-help books, we tried affirmations, meditation, prayer, and desperation. Someone introduced me to a good guy. And it doesn't work. And it doesn't work because we're not changing the one thing that absolutely guarantees it will be different, because our subconscious mind has no opinion, no judgment. It simply obeys the command.
So, Kimberly, how can we change that? I mean, I know you do you do retreats for couples and you do retreats for single girls or whatever, and we have you here, you know, in our little personal The Beauty Files retreat. But how do we change that? I mean, what do we need to start doing? I mean, can we change it? You know, what do we need to do?
Well, the first thing is, let's just take a moment to understand our subconscious mind. As I mentioned, you walk into the party and your subconscious mind goes, oh, okay, let me go into the files. It's like a computer. Let me go in the files and see, there's a bunch of men in this room, so what do I think about men? And the men that you feel, if men are dignified, if men have character, or if men abuse, if men betray, you will pull in the men that do just that because it's the order. So let me explain how the order gets laid down. It gets laid down when you're a kid. When you have intense focus, intense feeling, and you go, oh, that's how it works. Bam, you now have the beginning of a belief that is reinforced until it becomes branded in your soul, so to speak. And you can take it out, just like you can take a chip out of your computer and put a new chip in. You can take the chip out. And how do you do that? Know what you want to change, realize why you hung on to it, forgive yourself, and access your subconscious mind and change it. Four steps you could do at the kitchen table.
Oh, my God. And I notice, you know, this word, vulnerability, you use that a lot. And, you know, just what you mean by that.
Vulnerability is the big V, right? Run into that V. Because vulnerability, by definition, means someone could hurt you. They could slaughter you. They could destroy you. That's what vulnerability means. It also means they could treat you as if you are the love of their life, that you are their beloved. It also means they have something to love, because truly we do not love the perfection in each other. We love the vulnerability, the authenticity, the things that are uniquely ours, even our quirks. There's, of course, the 70-30 rule. 70% of the time you think something's adorable about him or her, and 30% of the time you want to kill him for the exact same thing. There's always that as well, but vulnerability is what we run from the most, and unless you are truly vulnerable, start naked vulnerable and show who you really are, you can't really be loved. And if someone thinks you're wonderful and you put a mask on, you package yourself, you won't ever trust that love, because you know they don't know you.
Wow. You know, I have so many questions for Kimberly, and I only have a few more minutes. But let me just get to it. What is the difference between, in your book you have you have it here, but what is the difference between intimacy and love?
It's a brilliant question. It really is, because we misunderstand love. We spend time learning how to do our hair. We spend time learning how to golf. We spend time learning how to do any skill set. But we spend almost no time learning love. So let me give you one hint about love that most of us don't know. And that love is constant. I mean, it's always present, but it's not consistent. It's like the ocean. If you go stand on the shore of the ocean and you look out at it, you see that there's water there. And then a wave comes in, and then it moves back out. Love is like that. You know that love is there, and as the wave comes in, oh, life is wonderful. Your biochemistry literally changes. Everything is different in that moment, and you hop into the relationship, and then one day, for no reason at all, you look across the breakfast table at them, and you go, what the heck am I doing here? And nothing's changed except for the tide of love has gone out. So what holds a relationship in place is the glue of intimacy. You're open with them. You're close and tender. You are trusting with them. You are known and are willing to take the time to know them. You care for them and you are loving towards them. That's intimacy and what will hold you in place when you wait for the tide of love to come back in. If you do not have both, the chances of you maintaining the relationship to have the love of your life, it's not very good, and we know that's true because more than 50% of all relationships end in some level of pain.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. So how do you know when a relationship is heading, you know, to the bad side of the tracks?
You know that it's going down if you have either never started or have stopped talking.
Okay.
The wonderful thing about reading Get Love is that you get to see how we really communicate, how a healthy relationship really talks, how we devolve each other's strengths and our weaknesses, how we support each other in our weaknesses by helping them and in their strengths. If you have stopped revealing who you are, if you have stepped back, then you know you're in deep trouble. And the only thing you can do is take your courage in hand, sit down on the couch and say, honey, I stepped back. I must be afraid of something. Let's talk about what I'm afraid of.
I love that, Kimberly, the fact that, you know, the communication is so important in a long and lasting relationship. And you find yourself, you know, I'm thinking, you don't ever want to be in a situation. And I always think of this when I go into a restaurant and I see people having dinner or lunch and they're not talking at all. I don't get that. It's like,
Isn't that strange?
Yeah, that is so strange to me, Kimberly. I can't see someone out, stay home, you know, watch TV. But, you know, when you're out together with your guy or your girl, you should be talking at a table.
You should be sharing each other and sharing your love. And many people don't know how to do that. There's a pandemic of loneliness. A lot of it has to do with electronics. I was in Venice Beach, and Friday nights in Venice Beach is very interesting. All the 20 and 30-somethings come out, and they stand in groups of 10, 15, and they're all typing with their fingers as they're talking out of the side of their face to someone else,
oh my God,
which means they're not really connecting. We don't know how to connect in so many levels anymore, and so we yearn for it, and we can be in a relationship and absolutely lonely because we're not risking ourselves.
Yeah, yeah. You're listening to The Beauty Files with Juanita. This is Kimberly Hart with Get Love, How to Transform Your Love Life. Who could benefit from getting this book, Kimberly?
You know, it's not for everybody. It's only for people who really, truly want to be in love. It's only for people who are willing to change so that they can. Because let's face it, if we really knew how to be in love, we wouldn't pick up the book in the first place. Because
right.
We already know it, and we're in it, and we're adoring it. But for those of us, in fact, the vast majority, who are not in a successful relationship, it's for you. And you and I become best friends in this book. I reveal it all. And we walk through together so you can have the love you want. It's my gift to you. I want you to have the love you want. Life was never meant to be this painful.
Yeah. And what if I'm with someone, you know, because I just got a question, and it's actually something that I was going to ask you. The question is, what if I'm with someone that doesn't want to change? Thank you for that question.
That's a beautiful question, and thank you. The immortal wisdom is nothing changes until you do. So if you keep waiting for them to change, you will wait a very long time. You have to change how you believe someone treats you, whether you think you're worthy of love, whether you think you're enough, whether you think you are lovable, whether you believe love hurts. You have to do the work to find out why you created this person in the first place. Because remember, your subconscious mind pulled this person into you based on what you believe men were or women were. You pulled that in. And here's the good news. If indeed you were really a victim of fate or the world around you, there would be nothing you could ever do to change that. But if indeed it is internal wiring in you, you can change that now. It doesn't take 50 years of therapy. You can sit down and do it, which means you get to take your power back. I love the example of it's like Dorothy with her ruby red slippers. She always had the power to go home. She just didn't click her heels 3 times. You have the power to change anything in your life. And guess what? You can handcraft your love life.
That is so true. I mean, you put the nail, you put the hammer on the nail. I mean, that is so true. You have to put the work into it. How do I, Kimberly, or anyone force themselves to do the inner work, to be that person, to want to be, I want to change it. I don't want to keep having the same thing. I want to change my inner work. How do I do that?
You change your inner work by doing the four steps on the backside of the second half of Get Love. You sit down and you do the work, and I highly recommend you don't do it alone. Get a girlfriend. Get your best friend, whoever that is. Get a book group together and talk about it. You can join me on Get Love. We're going to go through the four steps in a webinar because so many people are saying, I don't want to do this by myself. Okay, great. We'll take you by the hand and we'll do that.
Oh.
Do whatever it takes, because if you do nothing, what you have is what you'll always have. And if you keep waiting for them to change, if you keep having that desperate pain of they don't love me enough, nothing will change. It's up to you. And it's a risk. I will tell you up front, it's a risk, because you might look across the kitchen table at that person and love never comes back in. And then it's time for you to know that you deserve the love of your life.
You know, I love the idea that you said about the book club. I think that is an excellent idea. I think that if women, we as women, we always want to get together and, we say, oh, God, there's no one out there. Let's go out to a bar, and then you go to the bar, and then you get disappointed, and you get way too drunk, and then next thing you know, someone is falling off the bar stool. So I think that have this book and a book group or book club, and everyone reads from it and gets something from it and then share their experience from it or share what they've gotten from, like, a certain excerpt or a certain chapter. I think it's an excellent idea.
Use the love letters. I mean, what's more fun than real love letters? There's nothing fake about them if they're exactly what happens between Adam and I. Think about that. Think about the choice of words. Think about you receiving or getting a love letter like that. You can create that.
I love, our last guest, Michael, we were just talking about the lost art of writing a letter, and I told him how much I love getting love letters or poetry that someone has written from the heart. It's such a lost art.
And isn't it the most touching gift? You remember it always.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I still have cards that people have written in from back in the 90s. I still keep them just because someone actually took a pen and wrote a little note or a letter or something. I think it's one of the greatest things.
I totally agree, because in their words is magic to change how you feel in the moment. You're having a bad day, you read a card where someone expressed how much they love you, how much they appreciate you. In that moment, you change, you're different because of something someone wrote.
And before I let you go, because I have like a minute left, but what does a truly successful relationship look like?
It looks different for every one of us, but ask yourself the following questions. Do I feel safe? Do I feel secure? Do I feel pleasure? Do I feel loved? Do I feel cared for? If you feel those things consistently, not every day, because some days you're going to hate them, but consistently, then you know you're loved. Absolutely.
I love that idea. I'm a proponent of feeling safe. I tell my girlfriends all the time, I just want to feel safe or cared for, or if something were to happen, I just want to be able to rely on that person.
Absolutely. And you know you're loved if that's happening.
Yeah, that's true. Give us some more information before you go on how people can, because I'm getting emails about information on how to get love.
To Amazon and get the book in print or e-form. It's at Amazon. Just put in Get Love and it'll pop up. Or you can go to my website, getlove.com. We made it really easy.
Oh, you sure did. And I encourage everyone out there who's listening to, and the people who sent me the wonderful emails saying how much they love this interview. Thank you very much. Go online and get her information, get her book, getlove.com, and go on Amazon. It's available there. It's a wonderful read. It's informative. It's mind-blowing, and it tells you some things that you thought you knew and you don't. So thank you, Kimberly Hart, for being my guest on The Beauty Files.
It was my delight. Thank you.
Thank you. Coming up next, talk about communication. Stephen Gaffney is going to join us in a few minutes to share with us how we should be communicating better with each other. Give us 30 seconds. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Beauty Files with Juanita. That was Kimberly Hart with GetLove.com. It's such a great book. I really hope that the people who asked about it, who emailed me and sent me a text while I was on the air. Yeah, I can do two things at once. Talk about communication. Yeah, I can do two things at once. I can read a text and I can talk at the same time. That's the problem. Stephen Gaffney. One of my favorite people. Welcome back to The Beauty Files.
Thanks for having me. Love
you to death. Oh, my God. And look, I always say this. He's so good looking.
Oh, you're kind. You're kind.
So, yeah, communication, Stephen. I mean, you know, all of my guests that, you know, everyone had kind of just put it right back to the same thing. And it's all communication. It's like people don't talk anymore. We don't share what we, you know, what we like, what we dislike. So how important is communication in a relationship?
It all comes down to communication, doesn't it? And my
yeah.
number one tip, and I got three, four folks today, the number one is just be honest. Just be
yeah.
honest.
Jesse,
you don't really hear people say, yeah, I have a great relationship, and it's filled with dishonesty. I just love it.
Okay, so, Stephen, I'm going to play devil's advocate. So
okay.
just be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should, and we hope that, you know, that happens. But should we tell everything? I mean, what if we say, well, you know, I met this guy. We've been in a relationship for 4 years, no, for a few years, and he doesn't know about my my crack addiction. He doesn't know about my tax problem. He doesn't know about my five kids that I had to give up. Should we be honest?
Absolutely. You know why? Because history has shown that in the end, we find out the truth. Look
yeah.
at Brian Williams. Poor guy. He didn't think that. You know what? So they shot my helicopter. They shot some helicopter. Whoa, 6 months? No NBC, you know, leading the evening news. My point is, people find out the truth. Bad news about us is always better coming from our mouth rather than somebody else discovering it. And it's a difficult thing to say on Valentine's Day, but the point is, just be honest. You know what I think actually is the bigger deal is sometimes somebody will say this, especially when I'm being interviewed. Now, you've never asked me this question, but, you know, male hosts tend to always ask me this question. Oh, you know, honesty, if I tell my wife how she really looks in that dress, she'd never talk to me. And my comeback is, well, how often do you tell your wife how great she is, how wonderful,
right.
how beautiful she is? And you know what happens, Juanita? On
what?
Radio, there's dead air. They don't know how to respond. I did a radio show a few months back, and I said to the host, I said, hey, are you there? I thought I lost the connection. You know what he said? I'm thinking. You know?
Yeah.
You know, people can hear the difficult stuff as long as they hear the good stuff.
Yeah.
And
but, you know, how do you get to the difficult? Because you said you had three things for us, but how do you do that, Stephen?
Well, the first thing to remember, you know, is just be honest, like my first book says, which is
right.
essentially, you know, the big problem is not what people say. It's actually what they don't say to each other. It's getting that unsaid said. So, you know, on previous shows, we've talked, obviously, about getting that unsaid said, you know, the difficult things. But this leads to point number two is what's often not getting said is the appreciation. People are stingy with their compliments. I had a friend of mine, she said to me, you know, you know, my boyfriend doesn't like honesty. And I said, well, how often do you tell your boyfriend how wonderful he is, you know, how much you love him? And she said,
right.
Well, I don't want him to have a big head. And I
oh,
said,
my
well,
God.
How's that? And I said, how's that working for you? You know, have you ever had somebody just tell you only the difficult stuff, but they never say the good stuff? People are stingy with their appreciation. So here's my thing I challenge listeners with. How often are you telling the people around you how much you love them?
Yeah.
You know, how many people are doing a Hail Mary pass on Valentine's Day? You know, they're throwing everything. I got to send flowers, balloons, or whatever. Because the reality is they're not appreciating their loved ones right now. This
right.
is something we should be doing every single day. What in the world are we doing holding back the most wonderful emotion of all, and that is love?
Yeah.
You know, when you think about it, when you're in love, you're in a traffic jam, and it doesn't matter. When you're in love,
yeah.
you know, your boss is a jerk, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Because you're in love.
Right.
It's so much stuff doesn't matter when we're in love, but everything matters when we're not in love.
You know, that is so profound, Stephen. And it's so true. And I found that, you know, everything, I'm not going to say everything just looks more brighter. But, you know, it's when I was, like, not in love and I was not in a relationship or whatever, and I would go out and no one would talk to me. And now, oh, I mean, guys, now it's like you're in a relationship, you're happy, you're in love, you're all that, and everybody wants to say something to you now. And you're like, sorry, I'm in love.
you suddenly want to say, well, I might not be that in love next week. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, exactly.
Check me out in a month from now. You might have an opening.
Give me your number and I'll see about next week. But you're absolutely right
now.
You know, and why? And I love the fact what you said about, you know, people showering you with all these balloons and their cards and if you've been doing that all along, you don't even really have to do all that. I mean, you could do I just told Kimberly, I said, I love a love letter. I just think it's the sweetest thing, the sweetest gesture.
Absolutely, because whether it's a love letter, whether even if it's an email, whether it's a little a note on a scrap piece of paper, the bottom
right.
line is people treasure compliments. But you know what's so sad about this, Juanita? If we think about this, why do we treasure those things? Because it's so rare. Think about it. If we
yeah.
got that stuff all the time, it's not that we necessarily take it for granted, but it wouldn't register as such a big deal. We just would feel good as a whole. But I do an exercise in a seminar where, you know, where people appreciate each other, and, you know, I could describe the exercise. But in essence, the whole point is to appreciate each other and on these notes. And so I've had participants share with me how they save those notes, and they think it's a nice thing. I think it's sad. It's not sad that they're saving these notes because, I don't appreciate the exercise. It's sad that they're saving those notes because it's so rare that they get them in their life. That's what's so sad. And again, love is one of the most greatest emotions of all. I think it's the best emotion of all. And why are we so stingy with our love?
Yeah, yeah. And I love that. I love the fact that you're saying why be stingy. And why not tell someone that you know how you feel, or why not tell that person that you're communicating with him and you're saying, you know, you really make me feel wonderful, or I really appreciate what you've done to me. Because at the end, everyone wants to hear that.
Absolutely. You know why I think the number one reason why people don't do that is they're scared. They're chicken. They're like, what if I say it and the person doesn't say it back to me? What if I say it and they use that against me? Well, wow, isn't that sad that we think that way? Here's what I say. What's sadder is what if we don't say it and wish we did? You know, Norman Cousin has one of the greatest quotes. He says, death is not the greatest loss in life. The greatest loss in life is what dies within us while we live.
Oh.
And so when you think about it, wow, if I don't say it, I may regret that and wish I did say it. But if I live life full out and I tell people I love them when I do, you know, if they take advantage of that, shame on them.
Yeah.
But if I change my life because of them, shame on me. The
right.
bottom line is we have to live our life and appreciate it, because there's so much stuff to be thankful. We live in the greatest time in the history of time right now. And there's just so much to appreciate. I'm not saying we don't have bad stuff happen to us, because we do. But the point is, love life and love the people around you.
That, you know, I couldn't say it any better. I think that a lot of people that, you know, when they meet someone, you know, someone will tell them, you know, how can you say it so fast? How can you tell someone you love them so fast? Or so, who has the watch that's telling me, okay, now you can do it now?
Absolutely.
You can tell them now.
You know, and you know what I would say to that person? How's it working holding back your love? How's it working watching a clock? How's it working waiting for the other person? How's it? Are you happy in your life? You know, there's two keys to success and happiness. I really think this, and there's two keys, and that is one, having love, and second, having a sense of purpose. When you think about it, people who are not happy, there's not love, or they don't know where they're going in their life. But people who have love in their life, who feel love, give love, and people have a sense of purpose, they know where they're going in their life, they're happy. Life isn't that complicated. It's about having love and a sense of purpose. But here's the good news. You can create both of those by what you're doing today.
Yeah, yeah. And how do you tell people, you know, when you say your sense of purpose?
Well, what I mean by a sense of purpose is a direction in our life. You know, that's where somebody is like, they're not sure where they're going in their career. They're not sure what's next in their life. They don't have dreams. They don't have goals. But here's the thing. You can create that sense of purpose.
Yeah.
You know, you can create those goals. You can create those dreams. Now, there are a lot of reasons why people don't create them anymore is because they are afraid that it's not going to happen. But the point is, you got to have dreams. You got to have aspirations. And then, again, have that love in your life. But, again, you can create that love and you can create that sense of purpose. So instead of people complaining, I'm not happy or I wish this was happening, what are we doing? Plus, here's something else to consider. When those people who say, you know, I don't have the love, I don't have those relationships, and they're thinking, I got to make a huge list and say, you know, what I want in my life. Well, here's the thing. Are we the kind of person that's attracting that list? You know, a lot of reasons why we don't have that love in our life is because we're not the person that we need to be and who we need to become to attract that person. You know, if we're always being negative, of course we're not attracting that love. But something you said earlier, I think, is I want to build on. The reason why we're in love and then we start to attract other people, because we're giving love and it's attracting love. So here's the thought I have for people. If they don't have the love in their life today, why not create that love now? Why not give that feeling off? Why not be in that state of love and you will attract that love?
Oh, God, that is so true. That is so true. And we are what we attract. I mean, we are what we attract. I mean, it's just, you know, it people just need to realize that if you're sitting back and you go to a bar and your whole idea of having fun is I'm going to go because I'm trying to look for Mr. Right. Well, what do you have to give? what are you giving Mr. Right?
Yeah, it's like you ever have that person who complains about all the relationships. They go, I'm always in bad relationships. Well, who's in common with them all? When are you starting to realize there's only one person in common? It might be me.
It might be me. Stephen Gaffney with Just Be Honest. Oh, my gosh. I adore him. I encourage you to get his book, Just Be Honest, at StephenGaffney.com. And you have a new book out.
I do. It's Be a Change Champion. You know, it's all about you want to champion something in your life. How do you keep up momentum? And there are 10 key factors. And so what that applies to is if you create a goal that you want to achieve, how do you keep up the excitement, whether it's losing weight, gaining weight, or having the love of your life? How do you, if you set out a dream, how do you keep up that excitement? And that's what the book is all about, to be a change champion, because we need to be that change champion.
I love that. And I'm going to get that book, too, because I want to read that as well. How to Be a Change Champion, Mastering Momentum is his new book at StephenGaffney.com. Thank you so much for being on my show again, and happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to you, and thank you so much for having me on the show, too.
It's my pleasure, and thank you guys for the lady, what was her name, Tisha? It's Stephen Gaffney, and it's GAFFNEY.com. So I just told her that. Thank you again for listening to The Beauty Files with Juanita. I appreciate your call. Well, not your calls, your emails, your texts about the show. And continue to listen to The Beauty Files with Juanita on BBS Radio. Until then, you take care. Have a wonderful Valentine's Day. Bye-bye.